Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you and welcome back to Greater Is In You Radio with me, Bishop Lawrence F. Wright of Greater Harvest Church International and Greater Is In You Incorporated. It's been a long time, but it's been a good time and time well spent growing and learning and evolving and changing and all those things in the Lord. Amen. Well, today's broadcast is being a Christian in today's business world. Wow, that's a loaded gun. And for a number of different reasons why it's a loaded gun. But I want to focus primarily on the one this one part of being a Christian in a business in today's business world. Are the four types of believers. And there are four types of believers within the realm of the Christian world or the business world, being a Christian in the business world at your place of work or what have you. Okay? But before we go any further, you know how I do. Nothing's changed in that regard. Let's pray, open up with the word of prayer, and then we'll jump right into it. Amen? Our God and Heavenly Father, I want to thank you so much for today. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your blessings. Thank you, Father, for that I may decrease and that your word would increase, Heavenly Father, that you would bless those that hear your word, God, and that they not only be hearers of your word, but also doers. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for all that you have planned for us in this life and in the life to come, as we look forward to your Son, Jesus Christ, coming to gather us up for the rapture, and we go on to glory. In the name of your Son, Christ Jesus, we thank you and we praise your holy name. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, being a Christian in today's business world, like I said, there are four types of believers, and depending on what category you fall in will determine your level of influence that you will have on the world around you, those that you work for, as well as those who you work with. And so let's dive into this this subject, because it is a subject that needs to be said. And the reason I think it's a subject that needs to be said or addressed at this particular time in our lives is due to the fact that there is so much going on around us in the world. There's so much. We see Muslims attacking Christians all over the globe. We find Christians are just catching all forms of hell from within and from outside. And so no other religion or no other faith has caught so much hell as the people of God, God's true remnant church. No other faith of people have come under so much scrutiny in these latter days than the ones that we currently live in now. And so I would like to cover those four types of believers, and I pray to God that I can cover this concisely, precisely, and hold on to biblical form and accuracy in the process. Amen? I believe that I should be able to. So let's go right into it. The first thing first, what are these four types of believers? Number one, the believer who simply is trying to survive. That's believer type number one. Believer type number two, the believer who is living by Christian principles. They've learned biblical principles, not Christian principles, because when you inject the word Christian principles, Christianity, we know, is a man-made religion, but biblical principles are from God. So with that being said, the one who is living by biblical principles, not saying that they know the Bible from Genesis to Revelation, but they have been given such keys to be able to live their lives in such a way that brings glory to the word of God. I mean, brings glory to God, his kingdom, and they live their lives in such a way where it is evident that they are living by way of biblical principles or the application of those biblical principles. Number three, those who are living by the power of the Holy Spirit. Those, when you're living by the power of the Holy Spirit, that puts you in a whole different category than not only are you applying Christian principles, but the Christian principles that you are applying have become a lifestyle. They have become a lifestyle to such an extent that it will actually roll over without you doing anything. It will roll over into category or the fourth type or level, I would say, depending on how you're looking at it. of the person who is transforming not only their workplace, but the society around them for Christ by way of applying the biblical principles, living by the power of the Holy Spirit. You then began to transform the workplace around you as well as society or those that are connected to you. Now, category number one, our first category is best described as a person who has no purpose or zeal for their work or their life. They literally have not seen the power or presence of God at work in their lives or in their surroundings. And like in Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verses 20 through 23, and I read, and that's Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verse 20 through 23, and I read, "So my heart began to despair. This is King Solomon speaking. "So my heart began to despair over all my toilsome labor under the sun. For a man may do his work with wisdom, knowledge, and skill, and then he must leave all he owns to someone who has not worked for it. This, too, is meaningless and a great misfortune. What does man get for all of the toil and anxious striving with which he labors under the sun? All his days of work is pain and grief. Even at night, his mind does not rest. This, too, is meaningless." Good God Almighty. Whoa-wee! That's a powerful statement. In other words, this person, only thing this person is doing is getting up, and they really don't have, they're not living life on purpose. They really don't have an agenda. They're just showing up. Literally, they're just showing up, and you know they're just there for a paycheck. This person is most likely they have a segmented life, meaning that their faith is in one compartment and their work life is in another, and there is no blending of the two. There's a lack of purpose and meaning, as well as they have very little direction. I mean, a job is a job is a job is a job is a job. And they don't take it as the focal point of, you know, using the job as a catapult or as a way of witnessing, as a way of displaying the Christ-like, the God in you to those around you and impacting and influencing. They go to work to collect a check, and most likely their work is reduced to collecting a paycheck at the end of the week. And that's it. They've never heard the voice of God in their lives, and they never will. They never consider praying, doing work they never consider praying at work or on the workplace in work, dealing with work-related issues. They don't even pray for them. They're just literally there. They go to church. And they see church as another compartment, a place to do something for God. And basically, the final analysis of this person is a defeated Christian simply trying to survive. My God. My God. This person is a person that is literally simply trying to survive. They are a defeated Christian. Wow. My goodness. Now, with that being said, let me explain something to you. The world is full of surviving Christians or those that are literally defeated Christians. They say they are Christians. They go to church. They love God, but they're defeated. They're just hanging on. They are waiting for a lifeboat of salvation to take them away. Calgon. Remember that the commercial years ago, Calgon, take me away. This is that type of believer. They're looking for a lifeboat. They're looking to be whisked away into wonderland, off of this planet, away from all of the cares and bearing of this world. They're literally just, they cannot deal. Even though, you know, I put up on a post on Facebook, I think over the weekend, I think it was, and the post was, it was last week, I take that back, but the post was, you may not have asked to come here, but since you are here, you might as well go ahead and fight. and that's the word that my wife used, God bless her, she said, that's the reality of it. And that is the reality of it. You may not have asked to have been born and born into this current world situation that we're living in. But since you're here, you might as well fight. You might as well believe. You might as well have faith. You might as well do something with your time here, because contrary to popular belief, you were born for a reason and a purpose. In fact, a believer by the name of George Barner says that in America, we have approximately 30 to 40% of the population who claim to be born again. 30 to 40% of our population who claim to be born again. However, if you had 40% of the market share of your industry, how much influence would we have over that industry? Case in point, Coca-Cola has 40% market share of the soft drink industry. Coca-Cola got some juice. Just think, if all the Christians, if 35 to 40% of the population of the citizens of the United, documented citizens, of the citizens that claim to be born again, think of the influence we would have. Think of the things that we could do if that number was to truly stand and each person was out of that 40%, those that fall into the category of literally being defeated Christians. Think of what could be accomplished. Good God Almighty. So, with less said, let's go to a music break, and I'll be right back.
God, I'm going to wait on you. Nothing else matters. I'm not going to let go until you bless me.
Go until you bless me, Lord. Mm. Good God Almighty, I love that song. Anyway, meanwhile, back at the ranch, we were looking at these four types. Type number one is the believer who simply is trying to survive. Type number two is the believer who's living by biblical principles. And what I mean by that is Galatians chapter 5, verse 18 says it best. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. In other words, you're being led by the Spirit, and so, in fact, you are not under the law. So with that being said, you are a type of Christian that you are applying the Word of God that is being taught to you, and as it is being taught to you, you are impacting the world around you, whether that's in your workplace or whether that's in society. Okay? I'll go into more of that in the next broadcast because I want to stay with this, but I don't have a lot of time. Amen. I only got 30 minutes, so I have to take the best of it. And the reason why I took more time in explaining the believer number one or type of believer number one is because most people fall into that category. Okay. What's interesting about believer number two is we have to recognize that as the body of Christ began to grow and mature, there were two forms of teaching God's word. There was the Hebraic way of teaching, and then there was the Greek way of teaching. And most of us have learned and are still being learned off of this Greek-based system of attaining knowledge as compared to the early church, which was Hebraic model of learning. And what I mean by that, the Hebraic model of learning means that it appeals to the heart, it appeals to the intellect, where the Greek model is cognitive. Basically, you're being told what to do, and so you get your understanding from being task-based compared to being a heart intellect base where the word of God is hitting your heart. So the believers that are living and applying biblical principles are actually applying their learning model or the learning models that the pastor has passed down throughout the church, a Hebraic way of learning. Amen? Okay, and I'll go further into that on the next broadcast. The next level is the Christian who is living by the power of the Holy Spirit. And that is Romans chapter 8, verses 14 through 16. And I read, For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear. You didn't receive the spirit. So we know that bondage is a spirit, and we're not to receive that spirit, that bondage, which is the law, to fear. But you and I received the spirit of adoption, by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. The key characteristics to the type of believer, this is best exemplified as one who has a heart towards God that hears the voice of God in every aspect of their lives. They have moved passed the Greek system to operate totally in the Hebraic model of learning or applying the wisdoms of God's principles into their everyday lives. They understand that in their life, Christ is a result of love, of the love of God that is born into our hearts. You also understand those that are this type of believer. You also understand the grace of God and to relate God in loving obedience. Knowing the importance of developing a heart towards God, you start to pray more, you study the word of God more, and you simply obey the word. These three ingredients are the core ingredients which make up a believer's life that then, as you start to apply them on a daily basis, day by day, moment by moment, minute by minute, second by second, you automatically transfer into the last part, which is transforming your life to the workplace or throughout the world around you. You literally transform it around you just by being there, just by being who you are. And I can state that because in Matthew chapter 6, verse 9 through 10, this then is how you should pray. This is Jesus Christ telling us, "Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." In other words, you want to see God's kingdom on earth. As things are taking place in heaven, you want the same thing to take place in your life here on earth. My God. I can go more into it, but I don't have a lot of time. So, brothers and sisters, boys and girls, NFL fans around the world, I want to thank you for giving me the opportunity to come into your household, into your living room, into your radio, into your cell phone, wherever you are hearing me from. I want to thank you because it is not me that is speaking, but the words that I speak are from God's throne room. I want to thank you, thank God for you, and may you have an awesome and blessed day. We'll see you next time. Amen. God bless you. Have an awesome day. Be sure to go to www.greaterisinyou.us. Let us know. Also, go by facebook.com and let us know your thoughts. Like our page, www.facebook.com/greaterisinyou. Check us out. Check out the videos. Check us out on Twitter, and just continue to follow us and be with us, and we look forward to giving you more of God's word. But I'm not done with this series yet, amen? We're going to dive more into this in the days to come. God bless you. I love you. May you have an awesome day in the Lord, and may you continue to stay God strong. Peace.